wolf, meeting with a lamb astray from the fold, resolved not to lay a violent hand upon him, but to find some plea to justify to the lamb the wolf's right to eat him. He thus addressed him, "Sir, last year you grossly insulted me." "Indeed," bleated the lamb in a mournful tone of voice, "I was not then born." Then said the wolf, "You feed in my pasture." "No good, sir," replied the lamb, "I have not yet tasted grass." Again said the wolf, "You drink up from my well." "No," exclaimed the lamb, "I have not yet drank water, for as yet my mother's milk is both food and drink to me." Upon which the wolf seized him and ate him up, saying, "Well, I won't remain supperless, even though you fruit every one of my imputations."